This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
Talking fire danger, Rachel Pope of the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Well, I know it's a lot going on with weather and fire danger. We move to extreme tomorrow. Talk about that and just how things are looking.
Well, with the news report showing that we're going to have 100-degree weathers for several consecutive days starting Sunday, we're also seeing that our daytime relative humidities will drop significantly. They're going to be down into the teens with poor overnight recovery, leading to extreme fire danger, which also leads to fuel moistures in dead and live fuels that will continue to drop in that time frame due to the high temperatures and low humidities. And with that, it will make any fire starts during that critical time in fire season difficult to control. So with that, we're moving the public use restrictions up into extreme, the fire danger levels into extreme, and we are adding additional staffing in anticipation of that forecast.
And indeed, looking at some of this, one of the other aspects on Saturday is where I really noticed it. At this point, though, this forecast obviously continues to emerge. It's already changed once since I came in this morning. That Saturday, we're looking for the potential for windy conditions as well, Saturday and Saturday night. That doesn't help.
No, windy conditions, as we all know, does not help. That contributed to what we all experienced with Archie. When you get those high winds and those high heats and those dry fuels, and we're in August, and we all know August tends to be our hottest month around here, those contribute to critical fire danger levels. So that's why we're emphasizing the safety for the public, and we're initiating that fire danger level into extreme.
And I still hear just about every day at some point on the police scanner an instance of somewhere in the county where somebody's mowing dry grass or is something that I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, that happens. And, you know, it's a give and take. They think that I'm doing something good. I'm out there maintaining my lawn. I want to be proactive and get out there and mow it while I can. I'm at home. I'm off of work right now. I'm going to go out there and maintain my property. It's my rights. Yes, we want you to maintain your property. Yes, we want you to do good and contribute. But at the same time, we want you to understand that it's actually more dangerous to go out there and mow your lawn right now if it's dry, if it's cured, if it's brown, then it is good. So that's why we have these rules in place. This is for your safety, for our safety. So please, as soon as midnight hits tonight, we are in extreme fire danger level, and mowing is now going to be restricted.
And even people in town that, you know, irrigate their yard, I've actually been irrigating ours a little bit more than normal just to keep it a little greener and more moist. And a few weeks back, before we kind of ramped up to where we are now, there's a house in the neighborhood that is a rental property. It's vacant. I believe the owners don't live in the area. And when the other folks moved out a while back, hadn't gotten mowed, and the grass was getting up real high. I'd actually talked to one of the neighbors. I ended up just mowing the front yard myself, just because it's like, you know what, this is only a few hundred feet from my house, and I don't want something starting. And I also wanted to deal with it before it got any drier.
Well, thank you for doing that. And we have a lot of calls that come in. Hey, my neighbor isn't cutting their lawn. Hey, we have a vacant house. Or hey, I know my neighbor's in the hospital. He's been in there for several weeks, hasn't been able to maintain his property. Is there anything that we could do? Honestly, at this time, there aren't any laws that enforce code for us to go out there and write tickets or demand that somebody maintain their property. That's something more high level that DFPA isn't involved in. But as being a good Samaritan and a good neighbor, and doing your due diligence, thank you for doing that and going out there and helping a fellow neighbor. Again, being aware of what the rules and regulations are, helping to contribute to the safety of our community and keeping Oregon Green together, do what we can, but also follow the rules.
So we never know once we get into extreme how long we're going to be there. What have you seen on the forecasts, you know, in the next couple of weeks?
We're looking at, I don't know, and up until next week, we're looking at those high 100-degree weather consistently and consecutively. And again, our sorry, our weather guys monitor everything, and we look at the fuel moisture levels, and we're looking at the humidity as well. So I know for sure probably going to be an extreme for at least a week. If those temperatures drop back down and that humidity comes in, hopefully we go out of extreme and we'll go back into high fire danger level. But I don't have a crystal ball. I can't predict how the weather's going to turn out. You know, Mother Nature, she has her own mind.
But whether it's high or it's extreme, really, a lot of what people should be doing and following and watching is much the same. You've got some technical things for people working in areas and some machinery that you shouldn't be using under extreme or whatever. But whether it's high or it's extreme, we've just got to take this seriously now.
100% take it serious. We are in the midst of summer. We're in the middle of fire danger and fire season. It happens every year. We're used to this now as Douglas County, what we can and cannot do. The only difference that changes from extreme and when we're in high is that there's a window of opportunity for you to go out there and run your lawnmowers and your chainsaws for non-industrial use. But when we're in extreme, just, hey, enjoy being in your AC if you have AC. Go swimming. Take a break from that lawn care, and thank you.
So, by the way, I know that you guys are spending some time out at the fair, right?
Yeah, we're out in the fair. We do that every year. It's a great opportunity for us to connect with our community and also to spread fire prevention awareness. We also are honored to be able to represent Smokey Bear at the fair every year. So, also, if you keep it fire safe out there and don't start any fires in Douglas County, we actually get to bring Smokey Bear out to enjoy fair time and enjoy seeing all the kiddos and all the good Samaritans of the community that just love Smokey Bear.
All right, Rachel Pope with the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.